Just checking with Mr. Roker on our friend that you've met via the radio before, the recording we did with my father's letter to a friend, Guy Ludwig, or Ludwig Law DC. We called him Luddy. I used to work with him in Toledo and in New York. And I just said, do you remember seeing Guy Ludwig? And Al Roker said, oh, yes, yes. And Al, Luddy used to be a producer there for Gene Shalit on the Today Show. And you say that everybody would walk around with a coffee cup, a paper cup, but not Luddy.
Yep. No, Guy would walk around. He had a China cup and saucer and a small little silver teaspoon and would walk around with it. And in the summer, he was the one guy in New York City who wore a straw boater. Yeah, like if he could find three other guys, he'd have a barbershop quartet.
That is so Luddy. I'm so glad to hear that. And I'm so glad that you chose Detroit to come in for your family style, for your show on Peacock Network, and talk about Coney Dogs. I've been watching you on Channel 4, and it looks like you've been having a ball.
Oh, having a blast. You know, just a great time. So many people came down here to the Riverwalk. I did not know that not just one year, but 2 years in a row now, the Detroit Riverwalk has been voted best Riverwalk in the country. And I am a big devotee of those walks. Like, I've been to the ones in Austin and all over the country, San Antonio and different places. And this is a spectacular Riverwalk, and one of the few that you look across and you see another country.
Yeah, so that's very cool. I don't think we've ever played that up enough, realizing you come to Detroit and you're 5 minutes away from another country.
Yeah.
And we get to look at beautiful Canada every day.
That's old Canada.
There you go. We just had that sung for the fireworks. We have our fireworks early around here, Al Roker.
We do
the O Canada and we do our national anthem. And why not? We're watching on both sides of the river from both countries.
Come on. There you go. Yeah, no. So any reason to come to Detroit for me is always exciting. But, you know, like you said, Paul, we've got this series that runs on our streaming channel Today All Day and on Peacock, that it's called Family Style. For example, the one that's dropping today is all about ice cream. And so it's kind of a summertime. And we thought, let's get one more summertime one in and talk about hot dogs. And obviously, Coney Island hot dogs, even though, you know, they kind of started in New York, but the Coney, I didn't realize, was so much of a big deal here.
Oh, yeah, it's a very big deal. By the way, we just spoke about ice cream, a place called Milk and Froth, where they make a classic dairy and vegan ice creams made from scratch in small batches. None of the chemicals or other things, additives. You probably have a very booked schedule, but you might want to try that out in a place we call Eastern Market that you could do a whole week's worth of shows in. But as it may, you're going to be at American Coney Island, Grace Quiros. I know you haven't been there yet, but you're going to be there a little later. Grace is the only woman I know running any of the Coney Islands. It's a great family business. The funniest thing, though, Al Roker, is that American Coney Island is connected to another famous Coney Island called Lafayette.
Lafayette. I've been told that.
It's
a number of people.
Side by side. And then you go to this place called CMO, Chili Mustard Onions. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, because what we try to do is look at, and these are all family-run businesses, we look at the classic in a town, but then what's the next generation doing with that classic? Mm. And as you know, CMO is vegan. And so I'm really fascinated to try it. Unfortunately, probably by the time I'm done, whoever is sitting next to me on the plane ride home is not going to be happy.
Because you will get the onions.
Yes, you will get the onions, and there is chili involved, so anything could happen.
Well, what fun that is, and how great it is that you are streaming these shows, and in this case, and in many others that you do, Al Roker, you go for the family business. I love family businesses. That's really the backbone of America. are these small businesses, small family businesses, generational, and to see them be successful, and you're going to help them. And I'm reminded of a few other achievements people don't think about with you. You're quite the author, and your book, Don't Make Me Stop This Car, Adventures in Fatherhood, did well for you. And you're a Guinness Book of World Records holder with a 34-hour nonstop weathercast.
Yes, we have gone on now to actually set, I think it's 16 Guinness World Records.
Oh my!
So, wow. We've done. In fact, one year we did a Guinness World Record each day of the week. When we did a college tour, and on each college campus we set a Guinness World Record. Plus, we've done several. In fact, during the pandemic, we did one where it was the longest continuous sandwich making session. Where we had 63 chefs making sandwiches nonstop, and the last chef was my son Nick, who made a grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, there's, you know, it's hard to beat a good grilled cheese sandwich and a cup of tomato
Amen.
Soup. I mean, that's
oh
just that's just fact. Hard to beat.
Comfort food.
Sean Beligian is sitting alongside me here, and he is a smoker, not a cigarette or cigar.
Barbecue?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's got like three different smokers. He's very heavily in it. Al, do you ever do that?
I do the smoking. I do ribs. I do a beef brisket. I'll do lamb shoulder, which is... and if you want to really, I recommend to your listeners, you do the... they should try doing lamb ribs. They are spectacular. Most people don't know about them, but it's about as good a... I like them even better than pork ribs.
Wait, what are the ribs, Sean, you've told us about?
Duroc ribs. Love Duroc ribs.
Have you ever had those, Al? I never heard of them until he mentioned Duroc ribs.
I have not. What are Duroc ribs?
It's a special kind of pork. It's like a high-end pork. Al, it's tremendous. Really, really just so much better than the normal pork ribs.
Now, you realize, Paul, he sounds like Guy Ludwig.
Yeah, he does. And Luddy would have, as you know, I think, Al, if Luddy starts talking, you're in for a very long and interesting conversation.
Oh, I've changed the oil in my car sometimes when Guy Ludwig starts talking. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, and you, the great thing about Guy is, you ask him what time it is, he tells you how to build a car.
I love Luddy. I don't see him enough, and I don't talk to him enough, but sounds like you know him pretty well. And all I know is he's a little younger than me, and he's retired, and I'm not. So
I know. Well, there you have it.
And you're not going to retire anytime soon, Al. We're very similar. We're similar in age.
Yeah, I don't have any plans to. We never know when those plans may be made for us. But, you know, in the meantime,
isn't that funny?
Coming in,
isn't that, even when you reach the level of Al Roker, you do the same thing we all do in broadcasting. We look around and say, "Have you seen anyone new in the building? Who's that? Who was that guy walking down the hall? Do you have any idea?"
That's it.
He's not planning on retiring, and I think, and if they're smart. And they're not always smart, but if they're smart, they'll let Al Roker stay doing what Al does and adding so much to the Today Show. And now, with Cooking Up a Storm with Al Roker, with Family Style with Al Roker, with all that you do, you bring so much to the table, no pun intended, at the Today Show. I just want to thank you for choosing Detroit and giving us some love and some attention, too.
The city deserves it. It is wonderful. We've had a great crowd down here, probably 200 people at least.
Wow.
Hanging out, and we've been taking pictures and just having a good time.
Well, you can see there's a lot of love there for you, Al, and they're not shy about showing it to you. We appreciate we appreciate you and what you do.
Well, thank you, Paul. I got to go run, get on the, because we're about to do the third hour of today, so I got to go jump over there.
All right. Well, we'll be watching you on NBC as always, and then we'll look forward to the follow-up on Peacock and the other areas. We'll be able to see Family Style with Al Roker and see Detroit featured so beautifully with American Coney Island and CMO Chili Mustard Onions. Thank you, Al. Really appreciate you taking time to speak with us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. He had to go. He was really running, indeed. I don't know how he does it, Sean. I really don't know time-wise how he can put so much into the day, but he obviously does and does successfully. Stand by for news and WJR's All Talk with Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz coming up next. You go on out and make it a great rest of the day. Talk to you tomorrow. Regards, Paul W. Smith.